and let them have dominion.
The kingdom of God is within people. It's the advancement of the people that is advancement
because
of the kingdom.
Faith must be backed by
the assignment of this ministry is found from that verse.
You're onto a word encounter as Pastor David Ogbeli ministers God's word to you with simplicity and power. God bless you.
He created them to control the earth, to control the circumstances on earth, just like God controls the heavens.
You know the particular man that already, anytime he's around you, you start losing your composure. You almost lose your senses. The emotion, once emotion rises, something happens to the senses. You see a person that is sensible, intelligent girl, lose it. It's emotion that is doing this. So, you know that man that every time you are around him, that's the particular guy that if he offers 1,000,000 times to take you out, you should say no. Of course, that's the particular guy you should stop receiving a gift from. That's the particular person you should stop spending time with. For you, the young man is the same guy, even the married man. You don't let your emotion be ignited. And then let it get to the point of conception. And then you start fighting many a time. People who fight at that level never win. I'm telling you, listen, I deal with evil ministers and men. And I deal with all sorts of things. I've been in this thing for 20-something years. If you see what I've seen. Many of them start fighting when they're already enslaved. You pray for them, counsel them, they still leave your office and go back and complete the cycle. Why? You don't let this thing get to that point. What Solomon had for 700 women, many. People say, can a man fall in love with many women? Yes, depending on the type. Can a woman be in love with more than one person? A girl came to me. He said, this one is one I really love. The other one, but I also like him. He looks after me. And he pays all the fees. Then there's this third one. Pastor, I'm even confused. You know? He's so nice. And I like him and all that. Mm-hmm. She's sleeping with all of them. The two shall be one. So when people have sex, it bonds them. And that bond, they start calling it love. There is something that is established. There's a glue that holds them. That's why that sin is one of the hardest sin to stop. The girl travels, this one goes, one day they meet again. Even in situations where they quarrel, he beats her. Have you ever wondered? You see some girls, the man is abusing her, his other, she keeps going back there. What is that thing that is taking her there? He said, I love him, you don't love him. So tired. So I give you a scripture, which I believe should be a warning, you know. Songs of Solomon chapter 3, look at verse 1. By night on my bed, I sought him whom my soul loved. I sought him, but I found him not. I will now rise and go about the city in the streets, in the broad ways, and I will seek him whom my soul loved. I sought him, but I found him not. Some people can't sleep because of this type of love. You see what it does to people. And especially when you are quiet, when you are lonely, when you are alone, it gets worse. When you hear about people jumping fence just to see a girl. You think that guy loves that girl so much. Marry her now, you will see. Let some time pass. Verse 3. The watchmen that go about the city found me, to whom I said, saw ye him whom my soul loved. It was but a little that I passed from them, but I found him whom my soul loved. I held him. I will not let him go until I had brought him into my mother's house, into the chamber of her that conceived me. Enan leaves a warning. He's telling you what love can do to a woman or a man. Enan leaves a warning. Verse 5, read with me, 1-2, go. I charge you, O ye daughters of Jerusalem, by the rose and by the hind of the field, that you stir not up love, nor awaken my love till he. What he's saying is that don't awaken love until it is ready. Love is like a volcano sitting. This type. It's like a sitting volcano. You go and activate it. So some people go and start writing all kinds of explicit letters. You are just dating and you are writing it. How you couldn't sleep in the night. You are writing to the guy. How that you were turning around all through. How that, you know, last time you heard my hand, the kind of vibration that entered my being. Remember, as you are talking, something is happening to the person. There are three ways to ignite this thing. One is through the ears. One is through what you see. Like those who wear the skin pictures, go and visit the guy you are dating. Understand it. Men are wired to respond to what they see. Once they keep seeing something and keep seeing it, before long, the emotion will rise to where it will rise. And he said, ah, bro, control yourself. You are born again. He said, I know. And he's going. He said, ah, but you are the one who used to teach me all this wonderful things. He said, I know. This is not time for preaching. One girl, she was reporting to me. He said, Pastor, I didn't believe that a person born again could do this. I said, what did he do? He said, he don't know. He almost raped me. I said, show me what you are wearing. I said, you were wearing this to go and visit him by 10:30 in the night in that house he was living alone. I said, okay, when the thing started, you can tell when this thing is in the air. You can tell when a man gets under the influence of that, his eye changes. He gets dim, he gets red sometimes. You can tell the tone of his voice changes. Why didn't you take your bag to leave? He said, you know, I just wanted to help him out because I saw that he was struggling. So I told him, let's only do kissing, but let's not do anything. So he promised me in the name of Jesus. He even promised me, Pastor, in the name of Jesus, that he would not go beyond whatever. I said, look at how naive you are. Oh, you even started. The man is already under rapture, about to be collected. You now supplied him with more flames. Even if Holy Ghost were to appear there, standing there physically, he would tell the Holy Ghost to wait. Let's be honest. This is what is happening to a lot of people. He will say, Holy Ghost, wait, after we can reconcile our account. So he said, don't awaken it before it is. Young ladies, you know you are not ready for marriage yet. You are not even, don't let a man play with your emotion. Don't let a person play with your emotion. Don't allow that.
He said, if you love me, you will wait for.
That's true. 2 Samuel chapter 13. Look at verse 1. It came to pass after days that Absalom, the son of David, had a fair sister. Now, the word fair in the Bible is used to talk about somebody that is pretty, beautiful, attractive. So that's the word. Some of your translation will put it like that. A very beautiful girl. That's Absalom's sister, whose name was Tamar. And then Amnon, the son of David, loved her. Now you see, David had many wives, about 7 of them. And another woman's son fell in love with this girl, Tamar. If you are to call him and say you are not in love, he will not believe. He said, Pastor, you don't understand. I can't sleep in the night. If I don't see her one day, if she doesn't send me text, I can't sleep. My heart will just be beating. When I'm in her presence, I feel current. So when you feel like that, you are really convinced that you are in love. I'm about to punch your balloon because many a time there's nothing in it except helium gas. And Amnon loved her. And Amnon was so vexed that he fell sick for his sister. You know that kind of love he's looking for? Sex. But because she was a virgin, he didn't know how to be the one to break it. And Amnon had a friend whose name was Jonadab, the son of Shimei, David's brother. And Jonadab was a very subtle man. You be careful who you befriend. Because this guy was the one that helped to destroy this young man. He said to him, why are you being, you are the king's son, you go lean day to day. This guy was losing weight because of love. And Jonadab said unto him, lay thee down on thy bed, make thyself sick. When thy father coming to see thee, say unto him, I pray thee, let my sister Tamar come and give me meat and dress the meat in my sight, that I may see it and eat it at her hand. Ladies, understand this trick. Understand it. When a man wants this thing, he can be sick, oh. He can be crying. He can kneel down for you, hold you like this.
If how can you be doing this to me? You say you love me. Please help me.
If you see what men can do when they want this thing, they are no more in charge. The emotion has overrun their senses. You are not supposed to be there. He said, John, recover yourself now. What is wrong with you? This is not you that I used to know. I'm going to tell pastor about this. You are still preaching. Bible said, flee. Any discussion should be done in the open now. Until he has come out of that place. There is nothing that is going to stop him till he eats the apple. He might even fall sick. When you come, the guy will recover. He said, you are the one making me sick. You can see it. I have recovered. There are cases where people actually go to hospital. I'm telling you this. Go to hospital. They rush to hospital. Because of a girl or because of a guy. The guy comes there, all the things disappear. Obsession. So Ammon laid down, made himself sick. When the king came to see him, he said, I pray thee, let Tamar, my sister, come and make a couple of cakes in my sight that I may eat from her hand. Anyway, David said to Tamar, go to your brother's house and dress him meat. Naive man, he didn't know what was going on. So the girl went there, made the cake. Verse 9, she took a pan, poured them out before him. He refused to eat them. Ammon said, have all the men go out. Write it down. The strength of immorality is privacy. The strength of immorality is privacy. The other is secrecy. The moment you deal with that, it dies. Do you know that no matter how strong that emotion or demon is, a small girl, 7 years old, knocks on the door and opens the door, all the demons will clear. One guy was telling me, I can't understand it. How come I couldn't see again? But immediately after this, my eyes are just open. So, leave. Next time, maybe somebody you really want to marry, discussion in the open. We see in church, we see in the office, we go to a restaurant. Let's see at Mr. Biggs. Let's see in this place. No, I'm not coming to your house. No. Unless he's staying with people. Let everybody go out. And they went out, every man for him. And Ammon said to his sister, bring me the meat into the chamber that I may eat from your hand. And verse 11, when he had brought the meat, he took hold of her. Said, come lie with me, my sister. And she answered and said, no, my brother, do not force me. For such a thing ought not to happen in Israel. Today is the church. It's not supposed to happen. Don't do this fully. How will I cause my shame to go? As for thee, you will be like one of the fools in Israel. But at this time, reason doesn't work anymore. I pray thee, speak to the king, for he will not withhold me from you. However, he will not hearken to her voice. But being stronger than her, he forced her and laid with her. And then, read verse 15 with me immediately. Immediately after sex, notice what happened. Read verse 15. Then Ammon hated her exceedingly. So that the hatred wherewith he hated her was greater than the love wherewith he loved her. And Ammon said to her, arise, get out of here. She said to him, there is no cause for this evil in sending me away. It's even greater than the other evil that you did by forcing me. But he called the servant and said to them, put out this woman from me and lock the door after her. And she had a garment of diverse colors upon her, for with such robes were the king's daughters, who were virgin, apparel. And the servant brought her out and bolted. It was servants now that threw the girl out. This has happened to a lot of ladies. Can you imagine the same love that was falling sick, begging, crying? The same love had thrown. Yellow flame. Seven ways you can test love. Whenever you think you are in love, test yourself this way. And if you think somebody says they love you, test them this way. Number one, the giving test, that's the test of sacrifice. Wherever there is genuine love, there will be willingness to sacrifice for the sake of the other. Love gives. You cannot have love and not give. Even fake love can give. It's true. The devil gives when he wants to get a person. But whether it is fake or not, if giving is not there, forget it. Willingness to be inconvenienced, to displease yourself, to sacrifice for the sake of that person. Number two, you know, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Jesus said, giving one's life is the highest form of expression of love. So Abraham said, I love God. God asked him, take your son. He said, test. Go and offer him. He did it. God said, now I know. Okay. Number two. So for you, the question you should ask yourself, am I willing to sacrifice for the sake of this person? My money, my time, my personal comfort. If I'm not, I don't really think. I'm not truly committed to him. I know I feel distant, but really, how far can I go when it comes to sacrifice for his sake? I'm not talking about your body yet, but even the body, the giving of the body follows after commitment. That's marriage. Number two, the quarrel test. The quarrel test. Disagreements. Sometimes argument, sometimes real quarrel. Somebody hurt the other person. Some people also call it the forgiveness test. It is not when you marry that you now start trying to find out this. You must have time enough to check how this guy reacts when there is a problem, when there is a quarrel. And ask yourself, how much am I willing to take from this guy? How much am I willing to forgive him? If you can't, you don't love him. Because love covers a multitude of sin. Proverbs actually said that love covers all. I think I need to give you that scripture. Proverbs chapter 10 verse 12 and 1 Peter chapter 4 verse 8. 10 verse 12 said covers all sins. 1 Peter 4 said multitude of sin. So what you check here is when there is a problem and he is at fault, does he own up? Does he apologize? Or is he always one person? Always one person begging. Always one person apologizing. Always, because you are the man, doesn't mean the woman should always be crawling on the floor, always begging you, always apologizing. If you marry that kind of person, you are going to experience hell. Because probably the person feels that he's doing you a favor marrying you. It should be a mutual pool. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Any love that is not tested by quarrel, I doubt is reality. One lady said to me, he said, no, Pastor, you don't understand. We love each other too much that we don't even, we don't quarrel, we don't have any problem. It's a lie. It's a lie. There are disagreements. You cannot see everything from the same perspective. There must be some time. He said, let's buy this chair. You say, no, let's buy the armed one. He said, no, it's the helmet. Those opportunities. So you see how you will reach conclusion. Because that's what the whole marriage experience will be filled with. There will always be perspectives. Sometimes it's the men that bend. Sometimes it's the woman that bend. Sometimes, you know, you put your heads together. You reach a better whatever. Don't think that just because Pastor Sarah is my wife, I believe that the woman is the queen of the house. The woman is the prime minister. The man is the queen or the king. But the prime minister is the one that runs the government. So when it comes to family, I say, I think I prefer that color for the curtain. But if you, then because she also loves me, she wants to please me, she always wants to do what she will put there, I will like it. So I can be coming home and be relaxing there. But on the other hand, I always know that there are areas where she has the equipment. Women have certain, they are wired in a particular way. There are areas where they see some things that we don't see. So any man that does not listen to his wife, that overrules his wife's opinion in everything, is functioning with one eye. You are like a one-eye person. Marriage is God giving you two engines for flying your aircraft. So in case of engine failure, you switch on the other one. So a married person has two engines. You have a backup plan. The Bible said in the multitude of counsel, there is safety. But now you are running with one brain. You don't just need two brains. You need all the brains you can get. Where you have only one person making all decisions, there is no safety. You can ruin that family one day. You want to invest in this. Consult her. The guy doesn't count your... You don't mean anything. Your opinion don't mean anything. This is warning now for you to get out of trouble. You ignore it. If you ignore it, be ready to ignore it for the rest of your life. Because if you don't, that thing will be the cause of hell in your relationship. So number three, you know, the admiration test. Admiration. You say two of you are in love. When two of you are alone, what about in the presence of others? You are ashamed of the person. You are ashamed of, you know, there are people, they said, I'm in love with this person. But you are not proud of the person when you meet your friends. You are not proud to introduce the person to your parents. You are not proud to introduce the person to your boss. When you see your boss, you say, honey, let's just go this way. I don't want to see those people. The problem is not that you don't want to see the people. The problem is you are ashamed of the one you are with. Or you find a way to escape. One senator. But in that particular case, I knew I could do something about it because I tried to help them. Particular senator, he said, my friend, pastor, you don't understand. We go for some of the functions and luncheons and all that. I can't take her. I feel so embarrassed. I said, you marry for where you were. Because when he married, he was so poor. He didn't marry for where he was going. When you want to marry, don't just marry for where you are. Life can change. Marry for where you are going. Be sure that if they make you the president tomorrow, even though you are a mechanic today, that you will still be proud of this person. Marry a person not just for today, but for your future. That means you should have a vision before you look for a wife or a husband. Are you hearing what I'm saying? If you cannot be proud of that person, if you don't admire that person, you don't love the person. You don't. You may have chemistry, but you don't love the person. You are going to disappoint and hurt that person. Number four, I will give you five and leave the other ones. Number four, the crisis test. Crisis is called fire test. You know, like when there's this type of snake. I think it's adder or what. You know, that snake can be here. You'll be making noise, it will just be there. You can be cutting the bush, it will just be there. Other ones will run or come out. This one will just stay there. Until you march on it, it will now rise up. So you can imagine, Paul the apostle was gathering stick. That snake was there, adder. He gathered the snake like a stick. He just relaxed there. Carried it, he relaxed until he got to the fire. This is called fire test. Create a little heat, then you will know who is who. He threw the sticks into the fire. The snake came out, on his hand. Uh-huh. There are people, know all these other tests, they can go through it. You won't see anything. Tell affection, do this. Until you get to fire, they will show you who their true color is. You know what is fire? When you go through problems, maybe disappointment. I give you an example. This man, they cut his leg. You can see now. The wife was telling me, no, he said, I'm not his wife. Pastor, pray for him that he will find his real wife. I said, you are not his wife. He said, I'm not his wife. Pastor, I don't love him. I called the man, I said, we're so much in love. We don't have problems. Until this thing. I told the lady, I said, tell me the truth. This love that you don't have for him anymore, when did it start? Was it always like that? It wasn't always like that, but the love has died. It was his money she married. Crisis. They came to arrest Jesus. This man is a criminal. This man is that. All his disciples. But somebody stood up, Peter, pulled out his knife to fight. That's risking his own life in defense of the man. John stood there. He didn't run. They went inside the place where they were judging Jesus, the Sanhedrin. John entered the place and stood there. All the other ones had taken off. Of course, one was the one that betrayed him. Those two stood out for Jesus. Those two. He ended up handing the leadership of the church to Peter. Even though Peter later denied, you know, when he was warming himself, he was down lonely. One girl came and asked him, he denied, I don't know him. But Peter, why was he crying? He still loved Jesus. He was ready. And Jesus handed him the leadership of the church. There is a reason he did it. When the person you say you love go through problems, some things happen. Ask yourself, if this man loses all his money, will I still be there? This girl now, she is very pretty. What if something happens, there is an accident, and that fish, will you still be there? I have found that when you fall in love with a person, it's not just the body. If you get Pastor Sarah, that body, remove the Pastor Sarah. I don't think I will like that person. I found that there is a person. And that's what I found out. That can keep people, even at the age of 70, you can still be in love. Because if you love the real person may be in that house. Just like your house, you know, after a while, the paint, you start gathering, growing old, you know, sometime, you know, you might need to repaint it a little and all that. But if who you love is the occupant of the house, not just the house, that love will endure. Because there are wonderful things that happen. Some of the men you are falling in love with today, the teeth will fall off. Some, their hair will fall off. Go and look at the father. Somebody told me, he said, you want to marry a young girl, go and look at the mother. Look at all the places where you find the wrinkles and all the bulges, because it will come. And then you look at that young one, pretty looking, slim. You say, no, no way. Okay. Just be coming along. First baby, the thing is sure. Second one. I say, as per house, house can be maintained. This is house now. You can maintain it. If breasts fall too flat, you can go and do augmentation. If that's what you want, you know. Because they are trying to scatter their marriage. See, everything has fallen. I can't endure that. I need to have something to hold. I say, go and do. It's for sale. Go and do the thing. You can do it. If that is why you are going to end up in divorce and all that, go and do that. He said, this face, what kind of face is this? It's everywhere. Go there. They can remove the wrinkles. Just have money. When a man starts telling me that, I say, are you ready to pay for it? If this is the reason you want to leave this woman after all these years, pay for it. Hair is for sale. If you want it to be touching the ground like mermaid, it's for sale. Of course, if you even want them, they can put it back. It will look like real hair. They say the nose is too wide. They can straighten it out for you. Those things, science have passed all those levels. You say, we are church people, we can't do it. If need be, if you need to do, do. That's your own problem. Instead of you going to hell. If you can adjust your house. You know, before, church people can't go to saloon. You are adjusting the house. You are, this is roof. You are painting your roof. Black, green, yellow, black. You know? That's not where God's problem is. Where God's problem is, keep the commitment of marriage. But you should know that all these other things are changeable and they are going to change. So crisis test, age is going to test your love. Sickness sometimes. I know we trust God that as believers, you will not be sick and there is healing. But reality of life is teaching us that sometimes trials come to even God's people. And God expects those who are in love to stand there together and weather the storm together. The Bible said, a friend loveth at all times. Proverbs 17:17. And a brother is born for the day of adversity. Turn to your any bro around you. Say, bro, you are the one that should be there. The day I go through any problem. Turn to that one. Say, sis. Say, sisters are born for the day of adversity. If somebody is going through crisis or challenges or trials and you abandon him there, then true love walks in on you when the world walks out on you. Even when you are wrong. Even when you made the mistakes. For example, the fifth test of love is the habit test. Habit. Everyone say habit. H-A-B-I-T. Or the nakedness test. It's called nakedness test because when you said the two were naked and not ashamed. The issue is this. It's not just that they were naked and they were not ashamed of their own nakedness in the presence of the other. It is that they were also naked and they were not ashamed of the other person's nakedness. I'll tell you what the thing is. The habit test is very important. That's why we teach people not to rush. No matter how the thing you put, spend 3 months, 6 months. I recommend 6 to 1 year. 6 months. So you can know the person. Because the person you meet is not the one you are going to live with. All the masquerades you see in church, you know, we wear masquerade these days, you know, all the hair, long, attachment, even the eyelids can be attached. There are so many things. In some cases, the teeth you are seeing is not real. Oh. If you see what clothes cover and makeup and all that, are you understanding? When you love a person, you will love the real person, even when all that is gone. And sometimes, you know, people like to impress one another. You know, we all have some aspect of our life where we want to impress. We also have some things about ourselves where we don't like, we want to cover. It might be a wrinkle, it might be something, you know. But the person that loves you is the one that will see you the way you are and still be committed to you. So, habit test is spending time long enough to actually know this person's behaviors. How this person acts. I'll give you an example. A couple came to me. The man is from, you know, he's ready to, he said, we are going to see her parents. I said, you can't take your wife to her parents. You don't do that. He's a pastor, you don't understand. This girl is so dirty. She hangs her pants everywhere and all that. I come back to the house. Everywhere you look, you see habit. The man doesn't shave his armpit. And maybe all your life you have admired. You watch movies, you see the thing neat. And your kind of pictures. And now you marry him bush, yeah? Equatorial forest, yeah? He said he has body odor. I can't endure that. He said the worst one. I'll tell you what happened between me and mommy. Sarah. We got married. Moved in. I turned on the lights. The light is off. My eyes are open. I go and turn it on. Light off. I said, he said, how can a human being be sleeping with light on? She was even surprised. It's a big issue for her. Say, how can somebody be sleeping with the light on? I said, because I write in the middle of the night. Can't you see that I always have paper, I have biro, and beyond that, I don't know how, but I'm used to it. I get up when one revelation finishes, I wake up, I put it down, and all that. He said, no. Night is for sleeping, not for writing. He said, I can't sleep with light on. I said, okay, I will adjust. But you're going to buy bed lamps and put on the ends. On my own end, put the thing. When I need it, I'll put it on and turn to that side so you can be. And then she bought the thing and fixed. And then I said, I also think that. You see how? For some people, they wouldn't know how to resolve that. It will just be a problem. He said, the man, I can't be around him when he eats. Me personally, he's one of my little demons. I don't know how to stand that one. If you have a child though that is, start flogging him now. And you have married him. He said, let's come to the dining. He said, no, I like to eat in the room. Of course, I've eaten in the kitchen. When I was cooking the food, I ate. Yes, if you have to eat separately for everybody to be happy, eat separately. Oh. And then two, if you can learn to cover the thing, don't put it inside. One man told me, he said, no, when I close my mouth, the thing is not like, the food is not real again. Someone needs to open his mouth and enjoy this thing. I said, now, wow. But the same way you can't understand some things, that's how some people can't understand some things you are doing. So marriage is a place of endurance. It's a place of tolerance. It's a place of accepting people the way they are, not a place of changing people. Let people change gradually on their own because of love. It's like giving. You don't force people to give. The same way you don't force change. If a person understands how much this means to you, he will gradually, don't expect it overnight, give you that. Gradually, gradually. Don't try to force him. Don't marry a person to change him. If you marry a person to change him, your marriage will become a Armageddon war. We are going to be back on this. God bless you.
Have you been impacted by this message? Please share your experience with Pastor David Ogweli. Email address dominionimagemedia@yahoo.com or call 01792-6879, 0803-435-7959, 0803-590-9900, 0805-315-3823.